Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Sunday, May 22nd. Today on Forbes, summer is here and more bosses are making vacations mandatory. Some of Wall Street's hard-charging masters of the universe can take solace from the plummeting stock market with a new perk: no limit to their vacation days. Earlier this week, headlines touted how an internal Goldman Sachs memo said partners and managing directors will now have what many employers call unlimited PTO, short for paid time off, an increasingly common benefit. Yet the memo's more telling missive was that all Goldman's employees will be expected to take a minimum of 3 weeks off starting next year. Goldman CEO David Solomon told CNBC, quote, "When you actually look historically, our people haven't taken a lot of vacation. They haven't taken the vacation they've been entitled to. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint." After a more than two-year pandemic that's led to unprecedented burnout, unsettling mental health crises, and historic resignation rates, more bosses seem to finally realize paid time off can't just be a flashy perk that's touted to lure workers. It may need to be a requirement. Jenny Dearborn, a veteran human resources executive in the technology industry, says, quote, "It's not the policy, it's the usage of the policy." The tech industry, like Wall Street, is known for long hours, intense cultures, and in some cases, an expectation that workers return to working from the office. Advisors who consult with employers say they're hearing more about vacation mandates, whether in the form of more closely tracked time off usage or more company-wide closures designed for everyone to take a breather at the same time. Carol Sladek, a work-life consulting leader at Aon, says, quote, "We're seeing a trend toward organizations trying to enable people to take time off, or by policy, requiring them to take it off." Goldman's decision follows a move earlier this month by the consulting firm PwC to add a week-long shutdown for all employees in July, as well as introducing tech tools, such as a dashboard, that will make time off more visible to individual managers and nudge them to act if needed. PwC U.S. Chair Tim Ryan wrote in the announcement, quote, "Making sure all time off is protected, uninterrupted, and that no vacation days go unused is also extremely important, so our leaders will be expected to support that happening." Driving the push toward time off expectations, experts say, include the underuse of unlimited leave programs, changes in state laws, and a pandemic that has not only worsened burnout and left people concerned about overworked colleagues, but change the optics of time off in a work-from-anywhere world. Kalyana Quibel, Vice President of Well-being and Partnerships at the consulting group Sequoia, says, quote, "We started to see people take less official vacation because they were living this virtual workcation life." Sequoia is based in Silicon Valley and works largely with tech companies. Quibel adds, quote, "Employers are now recognizing that's fun and exciting and a change of scenery, but doesn't solve for burnout." For full coverage, check out Jenna McGregor's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.